Racial and economic divisions sparked unrest in many American cities in the 1960s. Now a documentary film crew is taking a closer look at one violent uprising in particular, the 1968 Glenville shootout in Cleveland. There are different accounts as to what exactly happened, but the filmmakers say they want to make sure the whole story is told for the next generation. David C. Barnett from WCPN IdeaStream reports.
On July 23, 1968, a gun battle erupted between police and members of a black nationalist group in the Cleveland neighborhood called Glenville. But just who shot first and why is still in dispute, although most media accounts at the time said it was pretty clear-cut.
It was almost like another Pearl Harbor, as a group of crazed militants let loose with gunfire on police. When it was over, 10 persons were dead, including 3 officers. Now, Fred Ahmaud Evans, the leader of the militants, goes on trial in a few weeks for murder.
But the television news narrative of a shootout on city streets, followed by looting and property damage, misses the story as experienced by community members. Yahya Abdusabur and Khalid Samad were teenagers that summer, walking along the same streets. It's easy to remember the chaos of 50 years ago.
This whole area was involved in the shooting.
Police officer rolled right up on us and pointed guns at us. You know, I mean, I thought we were dead.
Such personal perspectives are being captured by Paul Sapin, an England-based filmmaker who spent his teenage years in Shaker Heights. It was his father's connection to the Glenville shootout that brought Sapin back to Cleveland.
He was in advertising, and a number of people felt that the trial had been unjust. My father was approached to see if he'd help them run an ad in the local press, highlighting some of these injustices.
George Sapin created a full-page ad that ran in the Cleveland Press while Fred Ahmaud Evans awaited sentencing for his murder conviction. It pictured the silhouette of a black man in handcuffs, his arms outstretched over his head. Paul Sapin came across the image in a Google search last year.
Then that prompted for me a hunt. I became really interested in this idea of what had taken place to try and see whether in the telling of this moment that we could get more than one narrative out there.
Helping Sapin on this quest is a group of community members who have no memory of what happened in July of 1968. The Cleveland Metropolitan School District put him in touch with Glenville High School teacher Shanita Horton, who is now supervising a crew of student researchers. Horton says the filmmakers are following their progress.
And it's turned into an actual course where they're going to get credit for it.
The students are looking through trial transcripts, newspaper clipping files, and speaking with residents to hear some of the personal stories behind the sensational headlines. For Yahya Abdusabur, the community was a powder keg of frustrations that exploded 50 years ago.
The insurrection was due to not being employed or whatever like that. You know, people wanted to... A lot of them wanted jobs, you know, wanted to be able to provide for their families. That has serious impact on people, you know.
For the past 50 years, the residents of Glenville have lived with an image of urban decay and danger. Shanita Horton hopes that recent redevelopment efforts in the community will help turn that reputation around.
That's important to me because I've experienced a lot of negativity when people find out where I'm from and where I teach.
And she thinks the documentary project is another step away from that negativity because it's sharing voices from the community. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.